Therefore, men are obligated to tefillin, and women are exempt from tefillin. Why is it tzman grama? Because we don't wear tefillin at night. We also don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Normally, in most mitzvahs, it says tzman grama. If a woman would like to volunteer to do that mitzvah, she may. A woman can take a lulav, a woman can sit in a sukkah, even though she's exempt from these mitzvahs. Because mitzvah says yesh hazman grama, a woman's allowed to volunteer to do the mitzvah. When it comes to tefillin, so there's a dispute about that. The Meiri writes that a woman may volunteer to put on tefillin. We know that Michal Bas Shol wore tefillin, Rashi's granddaughters wore tefillin, but the Ramban Shulchan Aruch recommends that women not wear tefillin. And he goes so far as to say that if a woman does wear tefillin, then you're supposed to protest. You're not supposed to allow that, because even men were supposed to wear tefillin all day long, but we limit it only to a very limited amount of time, because it's difficult to maintain the kedusha of the tefillin. So someone who's not obligated in tefillin, we recommend that they don't require tefillin. Now, if tefillin is a mitzvah seishah zman grama, why? Because we don't wear it on Shabbos. So one might think that if you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, then the tefillin are completely mukts on Shabbos, you can't touch them. So this is not exactly correct. Tefillin on Shabbos are what we call, according to most poskim, a klisha malach dol iser. And a klisha malach dol iser on Shabbos is mutter to move it letzorach gufo or letzorach makomo. What does that mean? That means, let's say someone accidentally left the tefillin on your Shabbos table and you need to eat your Shabbos meal. That's called tzorach makomo, so it's totally permissible, according to everybody, to pick up the tefillin and take them off your Shabbos table, and you don't do it with a shina, you don't got to get your little kid to like bang it, you know, whatever it is, and knock the tefillin off the table. No, you can walk over to the tefillin, pick them up, and take them off your Shabbos table. According to some poskim, not only is it permissible at tzorach gufo, or tzorach makomo, even what the Gemara calls mechama letzel, let's say, the tefillin are in danger of being damaged in that place. Somebody chas v'shalom left their tefillin outside and it's going to rain. So you want to move the tefillin, even mechamel itself. That's not mitzorah gufo or mitzorah makomo, but it's mechamel itself, because there's going to be in danger in that area. You're even allowed to remove the tefillin for that purpose as well. And even the Mishnah Berurah says that one can rely on this opinion. Let's say the tefillin are in danger of falling off. They're going to be in danger of they're teetering on a certain location. Somebody left them in a place where you see they're about to fall. So there's a danger of the tefillin. That might be permissible as well. That's because the Gemara in Erevin says, Hamotzi tefillin, if you find the tefillin in a place of Yizayim, let's say you want to carry the tefillin on Shabbos, because they're in a place where there's no Eruv, and you see they're b'zayon, so Hamotzi tefillin, Motzian Zog Zog, this is a question about whether or not one is permitted to carry the tefillin. So many are lenient to allow you to put on the tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov and carry them, wear them, Shalom L'Shem Mitzvah. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos L'Shem Mitzvah. If you wear L'Shem Mitzvah, that's a violation of the Os of Shabbos. Shabbos is an Os, and tefillin are an Os. If you wear them L'Shem Mitzvah on Shabbos, so then you're violating the Os of Shabbos. That's considered to be a desecration of Shabbos. You're saying like Shabbos is not enough of an Os by itself. So you're not allowed to wear them. Also, you'd violate Baal Tosef. If you would put on tefillin L'Shem Mitzvah on Shabbos, you'd also violate the Isser Baal Tosef. But if you're just putting them on because let's say you see them, they're mushlach b'bizayon. Somehow somebody left the tefillin out and they're b'bizayon, they're in a very embarrassing state for tefillin, so you'd be allowed to put them on Shabbos and carry them, even without an erev, and wear them shalom l'shem mitzvah, but just for the sake of avoiding the b'bizayon of the tefillin. So since many hold that you're allowed to wear them shalom l'shem mitzvah, it's not a violation, so it's not completely mukta, it's not like you couldn't touch them on Shabbos whatsoever. So that's why maybe even shalom l'tzarach kufa l'tzarach makomo, but just mechama l'tzel, many poskim would permit that. The Vilna Gaon was of that opinion, and therefore it would be permissible to be metal to them, not only l'tzarach kufa l'tzarach makomo. The Mishnah Berurah says b'shas adchak, you're allowed to move them even if it's to protect them. Have a wonderful day.